This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We have here two priests, which is one, he's two, and he's three. Winner number three, hands up if you want to be done. Number three. First winner number two, and first winner number three. First winner decides, mashallah, for the blessing to win. So, one more for your dad and one more for your mom. Sister, you here? All right. I need a winner here. Who says the boy? Who says the girl? You are the winner. Everybody's a winner. Here, nobody. Only one. How many of you got? Five. You got one. You get one more. Because you're the winner, you got one. Okay, one more. How about the other one? Let's start. We're back with you so quick. Warm up, and then we move on into the contest. Do your promise today. Question number one. Only if you know the answer, raise your hand. If you don't know the answer, don't raise your hand. Question number one. How long has a new belief without these trials? And how long has he lived in harmony, in prosperity? How long? 70 years. 70 years. Mashallah. There we go. All right. Question number two. As long as he didn't know question number two. How long has he endured the hardship for? 30 years? No. How long has he endured the hardship for? Any disease he went through? Losing his family, all that. How long is that? 18 years. Let's go with that. 18 years. 17 years of prosperity, 18 years of hardship. What is the certification? All right. This one you need. Yeah, I'll give you a few things. Just to answer this one. What is the dua to maintain your blessing? The Prophet Muhammad used to make his dua. I shared it with you last week. The dua of the Prophet Muhammad. Allahumma. He's there. Allahumma. 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 What is it? So if you can give me a trip up here, is that right? Allahumma. Ya Habibi! Keep talking! Say what? Allahumma. No. This is dua that the Prophet of Allah is doing. How did he know? I don't want to hear nothing. Put your hands down. Hands down. How did Eliel know his wife saw her ring? Anyone in the back? Because he wants to know. He was sent to action because Ella had seen the evangelism too. Because he brought care. Because he brought food. And she brought food. He asked her husband to buy food. He said, I saw my dream, my dinner. People, yeah, you asked the question. Question number one. What did we get one for $20? You don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. Wait, after God, when you come, I want to see what comes to you. I don't know what you come. Let me tell you the answer to that question. But I did not come to you. So I mean, what do we call the ground in you? My God will send me to add you. What is the name of it? No, you see me. No Google. Oh, thank God. My God will send me. What is the name? What do we call the ground in you? No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the Bible. No, I didn't say, send me to the house, and you, he said there's nothing. What did he say? God is not sending your father. What does that mean? Anyway, but that's not the question. Why is this with Bala? What is the name of Bala? I mean, no. So you can just call guys and let them kind of people to not call me. Stop. What do we call? Okay, $40. I think it's green in the money. I'm going to answer that. What do we call the Dua of Ayyub alayhi salam? Answer, come on. Dua number? No. Dua is that? No. It's not even Dua. What do we call this? Ayyub, what do we call this? I'm like, what for the hand? The what of the hand? He didn't even make a Dua. He just presented his hand to Allah. He presented his hand to the Messenger of God. What do we call this? What for the hand? I'm going to hear you. 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 He does not want the money, so keep it for next time, inshallah. What do we call the God of Ayyub alayhi salam? What for his hand? The description of the hand of Ayyub alayhi salam. All right. Let's move on. One of the things that I'd like you to remember is that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the
إسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كلهم الصالحين وذا الكفل. I remember Ismail, I will always tell up and pray. as I heard today, our staff, we needed some things to be able to perform these two Easter skits. And it was only kids, really, you know, afternoon, you will have that knack. They found a bit of Scottish friend and he said, listen, this is my last line, don't let anyone disturb me. So your son made a quote, you know the quote that said, I made it from you before it was that big out of turn up, give it more. Now there are big love with, so the end of the day, there are women who have many. He made that quote, he was convinced at all. So now he knows about what he's making that promise, so he wants to what? He wants to trust to get him angry. Are you listening? He's trying to get him angry. So what happens? Now he's about to sleep. And then came a man, an old man, and then he knocked at the door. And first was about to sleep, so God came and knocked at the door. What happens? I'm an old man, I have a situation. I have a situation with my, you know, partner, with my husband, and they accuse me of this, and I need the judge to rule between us. And then he started talking to him, until the time came up when he can go to his duty. So he knocked him that day. Imagine, he talked to the whole day, the whole night, and he fasted, so he's pretty weak. Came in the second day, at night he couldn't go to sleep because he had to wake up the whole night. And then the next day he came, so he told his family, please, don't let anyone disturb me. And then he did that man, in that second day. And then he came and told him, since you're asking me this question, why don't you come in my court? And I went and bring your people that, you know, if you do whatever they want to, bring them together and let me, you know, sort out your issues amongst you. Come to my court. Come to the Makkah. And then he said yes. So then again, for the second day, he kicked his neck. He didn't go to sleep. The third day, he told his family, listen, if anybody comes, not don't get anybody. So the family came off the door. They said, but maybe not. Jacob said, yes, he's thinking. They found, as you can see, a lot of channels for the head and restricted power. So it's just because this is what's done. Where did they come from? Where they're from? Not where they're from, like in Morocco, I know. Where they're from? Where are they from? From fire, right? From smoke, from fire. So, as it could be from fire, or from that smoke, he saw an opening, and he went to the opening, and lo and behold, he found himself before Muslims. And he was looking to see, and then he saw this guy in the wrong. He saw this guy wrong. The doors are locked. Everything is locked, and then he sees him. He said, yeah, and I told him, Abdu'l-Allah, you are the Shaytan, Abdu'l-Allah. Abdu'l-Allah. So he knew he was saying, you know, Shaytan, that he picked him up. So he would feel he could go to the grave. His son was trying to get angry, he did not get angry. When I was somebody, you know what your paper means, that was speaking right here, he's tired, he's saying, you know, he's saying that he stood up the whole night, he's trying to be good for him, he stood up the whole night, you know, he couldn't fall asleep. So what happened? You would get angry, you would have a, you know, when some of it does not sleep, what does not sleep, who stand up the whole night, you would have a, that is, which one of the, I'm trying, but let me tell you, I'm not good at that. I get angry. So when I turn up, I'm not good at it. So he posted this. It's a fellow. Of the doctor of putting his commitment to his victim was to communicate. This is the story basically of forgiveness, not much about his own story. Other than the story mentioned by the family of Muslim, what is his man? Is he a prophet or not a prophet? You know, this is not one mentioned here. And if you look at the end that he was a prophet, I wanted to talk about it. And again, this is the dark patience and the dark mind being angry. And then, another prophet after him, between a prophet and a prophet, sometimes you have 10 centuries. Sometimes you have so many years, 100 years or more, before a prophet comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another prophet, an amazing prophet, and the dua of this prophet is studying the nature of the dua, right? The prophet, no the guys that are also in Jonah and the whale. And the whale. Now, I'm not going to just say this. Jonah was good. You know, in Morocco, we have a brother in the mother, and the stomach.
I just
But where did the prophet met him? The prophet met him where? When? Everyone. A fight. The prophet met him in a fight. The prophet met him in a fight. So he was from Nainawa. Nainawa is, you know, also Mosul is a very Iraq. Right? Baghdad. Iraq. Where is Iraq again? Allah Akbar. We have Iraq here. We have people from Mesir here. We have Yemeni here. We have Egyptians here. We have Palestinians here. We have Saudis here. We have, and of course, I don't need to mention you. I don't need to mention you. You are the majority. You are the majority. And we have Yemenis here. And we have Syrians here. And we have Warsaw Rossi here. And we have Yemen, I don't know. And we have Sudan. Well, not like a Sudan. But the Iraq, the land of the ulama. The land of really the ulama. The land of the Sudan and the Quran. And the Quran, the land of the thinkers, the intellectuals, you know, the imams, the man of, you know, how many books were burned by and by Hulako. They were fired, burning, or they were burning books. Hey, was in hell. With all respect, behind the forehead, hey, was in hell. So he was, and they were in Iraq, borders with Turkey, with Syria, with Jordan, with Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Iraq. So here's the Mosul, here is Nainawa, so in Nainawa. The story here happened where? Happened in Nainawa. What happened here? Yunus alayhi salam is mentioned here with the full name is Yunus ibn Matta. Yunus ibn Matta, mentioned in the Quran four times. There is one surah called Surah Yunus. You know why I lost his name? My brother's name is Yunus. This is why I love this man. And I love another name of Yunus, Zunnun or Zunnun. Nun, Zunnun. Why Zunnun? We will see and understand from the Quran. So Yunus, and he said, I was not going to mention the Quran, but Zunnun. What Zunnun is Yahaba, Muhammad, but Allah has not been able to do it. Zunnun. Allah has mentioned here as another name by Zunnun. So he went to his keeper in Nainawa, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to him as a prophet, go to Nainawa and call them to that in the head of Allah. So he went to Nainawa, calling to the Prophet in the head of Allah, he needs to leave, wala wahid, wala hada, nobody believes in him, not even one single person. So as a prophet, how long has he called his people for? Look at his salam, how long? For how many years? Adam, what are you doing today with the girl? Put your hands on you're going to be there. How many years? Is that 95 years? Huh? 99? 950 years. 950 years. Pray up. 950 years. Call it. Call it. You can be defined as 950 years. Yeah, he lived 1,000 years, but he's been given that way for 950 years, right? You and the Prophet, he called them 100,000 people, he called them preachers, preachers, preachers. Nobody wanted to give in, so he got upset and he left. He left. He warned them. He warned them. The punishment of Allah. Look what happened to the Prophet. Look what happened to the Prophet. Look what happened to other nations. So he warned them and warned them and warned them. Nobody wanted to believe in him. He got upset at some point. And then he left, alayhi salam. So where did he go? He left town, goes towards the water, the ocean. And then he told them in 3 days, you shall receive the punishment of Allah if you don't believe. So that 3 days, do you believe? Or Allah is 100% ready to punish you. And then he left town. He went towards the shore. As you know the story, he went towards the shore, he directed the Rasul, he went towards the shore. But as he went towards the shore, the people got in the, you know, that had broken. What happened? We broke his heart, he left, he warned us and warned us and warned us, and then he left us, and then we survived him, although it's not beginning, but we survived him. So the entire people believed, 100,000 people believed, but you and his enemy did not know that he was being killed us, and I was unaware. He was unaware. So he went towards the town, you know, outside of the town, towards the shore. He found the one of the problems. I was like, go somewhere else. Where? By the way, this is the question. What's going on here? Please. Go on, look. This is the place you're going to get up. I've got the serving over here.
Prophets, they just move around, or they have a certain language. Right? Right? But they just move around, or they would have a certain language, like they have a certain order or a certain command. You go to one nation, because that's not my question. My question is, they wait for Allah to order them to move to tell them where to go. So wait and order them, you know, for the people to the prophet, they don't just move around. Okay, I'm not going to hear, I'm going to go there. God has 100 ayahs of Salaam. Did he go to a tribe on his own will? Like Allah, go to a tribe? So I remember the prophet of the Salaam, Allah has not revealed to him. Allah, okay, try this. But he did not listen. He went to a tribe to be telling him he was in that place. He's looking for someone with some power, some people to walk in to give him the Muslim because he wants to be Salah. He's not a Padre Salaam. He's talking about him in. So without the order or the Salah of Allah, he just gets out. I didn't call up the Salah. By the way, I have other certificates. I'm going to give them away to Allah. Hopefully, don't take the certificate of fasting to Ramadan. I'm going to give them away today. There are three here which did not take the certificate of fasting. So what happened here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةً آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ. Allah is talking to Prophet Muhammad as a prayer. إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا اتَّبَعَهُ إِلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. We've already had the society which believes before sin to form it. So about to get punished, Jonas,
He's a good man. We know he's a good man. But so he's a prophet. Don't say anything. Now, we don't believe in him. What do we do? But come and say, Lord, Dad, I've got to the boat. Where are you going? I'm prophet. I just want to be sit down. Allah will send his punishment. So I want to, you know, I'm leaving. Yes, come. So he is back to the boat, and then he goes with the people. So he's driving in it. He's driving in it because he's a good man. Just like who? Just like who? Just like who? His money works better than. Just like who? Huh? Yeah. Just like who? Huh? Prophet Muhammad, no. Just like who? Yeah. Just like who? Like that. Musa. Musa and who? Musa and who? Musa and Amin Khan. Son of the boat. Sing on the boat. Musa. Huh? Harun, take my money back. Harun comes to both together. Make it with Safina. Make it with Safina. Sit down. Musa can have an apple Safina. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Musa Ma'amin has the head that is in his stride. The head is in the head of Musa Ma'amin. I'm going to my boat. Did he not charge them? People were, they just don't keep far from the boat. Oh, he's a good man with a good man. Come in. He just tells them anything. I don't know if they're worth it. He tells them. You know, damage in the boat. And move the boat in. What is the way he's been doing? So that's the way he's each other. And then he's going to damage the boat. Here, you and I said, I'm not. He goes into the boat and then takes him in the word of Allah. The degree of Allah. He goes into the boat and what happens? He drove. What drove? And then it became what? A huge storm came from nowhere. And then the boat started sinking right in the center. And then the boat carried too many people. What happened? We have to. Allah ordered something not to harm someone, but what? Adidas one, all of them. Adidas one. Why would Allah punish him like that? Think about it. Why? He just wants to. Why would Allah punish him? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? He left without, Allah's order. Allah did not tell him to do for him. So Allah is already punishing him right here. So he goes inside the well. Some say for 40 days inside the well, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the day of the fish, in the darkness of the ocean. Zulumat, ba'daha al-qabat, idha adraka yadahu, lam yakad yaraha. Zulumat, so many darknesses, it's been narrated that angels, they heard him making them speak. This is Allah, we hear this voice, we know this voice, coming from a very far place, but coming from a note, another we know. So, we know this voice, coming from a very far, and we know the soul. Who is this soul? Who is this voice we're talking to? That's my servant, Yunus. What would he say? He understood the belly. The belly that you only from Allah, so he just not to harm him. He's just been halted. But halted for how long? How many days? He's been there? 40 days. He's been there. They are making this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ الْفُلْكِ is what? الْفُلْكِ is what? السَّفِينَة. السَّفِينَة. The foot is the سَفِينَة. It's the ship. The book. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُصْحَابِينَ فَسَاهَمَ الْمُصْحَابِينَ He told the Lord, the captain that he was chosen to good job. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوهُ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوهُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمُ The whale or the fish. We don't know if they're close to the whale, but it's a fish. Something is taking, I don't know. And then, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوهُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمُ فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَكِّنِينَ بَدُوا People are saying these things, it's not only for fish. What do I need to call on? But I'm saying this, you and I both are saying this. He said, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَكِّنِينَ If he was not from the Musakkinin, if he was not making the fish, what? Who would have about this? لَلَا مُسَكِّنِ بَقِنَ يَوْمِ مَعَدُونَ He would have remained in front of him and turned to the old bank. But because you're making a fish, you have problems, this is your answer right here. Your answer is a fish. You answer from heaven on earth that they don't want for just what you have managed for them.
What a minute!
I think you want them to grow in the high street. No, why do they grow where? On the ground. Why? Because you think, you know, what Allah is trying to do with the Allah, you know, Allah, Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, Al-Hakim, the whole life, big fruits grow here. Zainab Bey. Zainab Bey. MashaAllah, Zainab Bey. There you go, Zainab Bey. Ask for a free. Free.